Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. This is Adam, a certified credit repair specialist. Who has the pleasure of speaking with me?
Eric Berg.
Eric Berg, how are you doing today, Mr. Eric?
Yes, good, good.
That's good to hear, Mr. Eric.
I was interested in what you guys have to offer.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Adam. That's A-D-A-M. I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros, and I understand that you're looking to improve your financial standing, and this starts with improving your credit. Just to go ahead and confirm, are you looking for credit repair?
Yeah.
All right. What are you trying to do? What's your credit? Are you trying to get a loan, a vehicle, a house? Why are you trying to fix your credit?
No, I just want to fix it because it's bad.
Just in case if it needs to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is the score that you have?
It's like 586, I think.
586. All right. So the score that everybody requires today in days, it's 640s. So this means that you need 54 more points for that, for the minimum, right? The 640s is going to go ahead and open the doors for credit. 720 is going to go ahead and cost you a lower interest rate, and 800 to 850, almost no interest rate. So we take it step by step. First open the doors, then lower interest rate, and then almost no interest rate. Now, why do you have a 586? Okay. Is there something affecting your credit report?
Yeah, just a lot of bills that weren't paid, old bills that weren't paid and stuff. There's a few things on my credit report that weren't me.
Okay. You were a victim of identity theft?
Yeah.
Okay. Checking that we're not paid. All right. Anything that it is yours that you can remember, a credit card that you didn't pay, or a loan, a repo?
There's a couple credit cards I didn't pay. Yeah, and that's about it.
Normal things, right?
I have a lot of shit on there. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right, so look, there's two things that we can go ahead and do over here at the Credit Pros. There is credit repair, and there is credit building. Credit repair is going to help with kind of removing the negative items that are affecting you, and credit building is going to provide you with positive credit. What type? Loans, credit cards, installment accounts, trade lines, depending on what positive you want to go ahead and have. So we can go ahead and do both things for you. Now, one is going to go ahead and shield the credit score, and the other one is going to go ahead and improve it. How do you heal it? By removing the negative items. How do you improve it from where it is?
Yeah.
By adding positive. Does it make sense so far?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any questions?
No, not yet.
Awesome then. So what's next to do is check out what's happening on your credit report so we can go ahead and determine what's the help that we can go ahead and give to you. If it's credit repair, if it's credit building, if it's credit repair with credit building. So we're going to go ahead and attempt a soft pull. It's a free consultation. It has no cost to go ahead and check it out. We do it totally free for the first time for everybody, right?
Well,
what does have the cost, obviously, is our credit repair service. How much does it cost? It all depends on what's happening on your credit report. At the moment, this is just free information, okay? All right. So can you go ahead and spell me out your first and last name?
Yeah, Eric, E-R-I-K. Last name's Bird, B-I-R-D.
B-R-I-D, right?
B-I-R-D, yeah.
B-I-R-D.
Bird.
Oh, Bird.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going to be your date of birth?
April 17th,
1970. 08-17-1970, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Once you go ahead and get enrolled in one of our credit repair programs, we're going to start taking different type of situations, right? Let's say you have negative items. This could let us take them off. So take them off the credit report. If you don't have any positive, provide it with positive and report it to the credit bureaus. The thing is that the credit bureaus are going to respond to your mailing address. So what will be your street address and your Facebook?
It's 4615 West Missouri Avenue, lot 37, Glendale, Arizona, 85301.
All right, let me go ahead and confirm it back. It's 4615 West Missouri Avenue, lot 37, Glendale, Arizona, 85301, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go to look it up to see if it's a correct one. And in the meantime, the best number to reach you out is this one that we are using.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yep.
All right. Do you have an email somewhere that we can go ahead and send you the information of the Credit Pros?
Yeah, it's bird.erik@yahoo.com.
All right, so it's bird.erik@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and see if it's correct. Okay, it is. All right, the mailing address is also a correct one. So the mailing address is going to go ahead and be for the credit bureaus. They are going to respond to the physical mail. And us, the credit pros,
okay,
we are going to go ahead and respond to the emails and text messages. Just in case if you want to move one of those two, change it, or whatever happens, let us know so we can go ahead and move it.
Yeah.
That mailing address or the email.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
In order for us to go ahead and pull the Equifax report, I'm going to go ahead and ask for your social. Can you provide it to me?
Okay. Yes. 600-204458.
Right. So it's 600-204458. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. What I'm going to do next, I'm going to verify all this information just to check out that everything is correct. If it is,
okay,
I'm going to ask you five security,
okay,
questions, all right? They all have the option of none of these,
okay,
or to not apply. All right.
Okay.
First question is, have you ever worked in national industries on grantee construction, on Best Buy, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Next question would be, when you lived on Mockingbird, what is the city of that street?
None of the above.
You've never lived on Mockingbird? Not Mockingbird, sorry?
No.
All right.
No, just never.
Okay, just to go ahead and confirm, you've never lived in the city of Plainton, Fayette, Fairfield, or Benicia?
What was that again? Say the names.
All right, Clayton, Lafayette, Fairfield, or Benicia. I think it's Benicia.
No, none of them.
All right. What is the county for the address that you provided? Maricopa, Navajo, Santa Cruz, or Mahay?
Maricopa.
All right. Let's go ahead and see if everything is correct. Oh, one last question. Are you currently employed? Are you unemployed? Are you receiving any type of Social Security income or disability?
No.
It's got to be one.
What's that?
It's got to be one. Are you employed? Are you unemployed?
Employed.
Employed, okay.
Employed.
Perfect. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me go and see if everything is correct. All right.
Okay.
Including everything. In the meantime, let me go ahead and quickly tell you that the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so you can go ahead and achieve your goals. We are going to be doing all the work for you, sending it out targeted history letters, challenging the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurated, outdated, unverifiable, or harmful accounts. Okay, so it's telling us that you had one incorrect answer and it's giving us one more opportunity. Let's go ahead and try them to answer them correct.
Okay.
First question would be one more time. So in the past, you were paying for a vehicle in 2022. How much was the monthly payment that you were doing for that vehicle?
I wasn't. No vehicle.
Last year, you were not paying for a vehicle?
No.
All right. For a auto lease?
No, not an auto lease or nothing.
Okay, perfect. None of the above. The first Premier Bank credit card that you have, what year did you open that credit card?
Well, I just opened one just recently this year.
All right, that's the correct one, 2023. So, you have previously lived on one of the fine streets, sorry, cities. Have you ever lived on Goodwater City? Fairfield City?
No.
Brantley City?
Mm-hmm.
None of them?
No.
At the moment?
None of them.
All right. And the last option is Geraldine.
Is what?
Geraldine.
No.
Okay. This one is always one of the options. So let me go ahead and repeat them one more time to see if it's correct. So you're confirming that you've never lived in one of the following cities. You've never lived in Goodwater City, Fairfield City, Brantley City, and Geraldine City, correct?
No. Yep.
All right. From the phone number ending on 0327, what is the area code?
602.
602, correct. Turning back for the city that we mentioned, so do you have any type of address with your name with one of those cities or anything that's making the system think that you're one of those cities? No? Okay.
No.
All right. And you were not paying for your vehicle in 2022, right?
No.
Okay. Let's go ahead and see if everything is correct. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Okay. It's loading everything. That's good news. Let me go ahead and quickly tell you that the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so you can go ahead and achieve your goals. We are going to be doing all the work for you, sending it out targeted disclosure letters, challenging the negative item that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, or unverifiable. Here it is. Perfect. So it was totally correct. You had all the answers correct. Congrats. So today you have a credit score of 572. That's 572.
Okay.
This means that you need 68 more points to reach out to 640. What is happening on your credit report? You have one attempt of getting something on credit, which is from Capital One on the 11th of October of 2021. So it's an old one. We can help you getting that one. You're not supposed to have more than five in the year. You only have one. You still have four more opportunities. But we're going to add that up to go ahead and help you out. Mm-hmm. That's one.
Okay.
And you have reported over here 8 late payments in less than 30 days in the past 7 years. In the past 7 years, you've been reported at least 8 times for late payments in 30 days. So 1 plus 8, 9. Mm-hmm. Then you have 14 derogatories. A derogatory is a late payment on 60 to 90 days. So you've been reported for late payments on 60 to 90 days 14 times. So 9 plus 14, 23 negative items. And the last thing that you have are 5 collection accounts. A collection account is something that was not paid in more than 90 days.
Yeah.
All right. So the amount for these 5 collection accounts is $5,027. Do you recognize these collections?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a quick question for you. Have the collection agency sent you letters that give you calls in the past 20 to 30 days?
I've gotten a couple. That was about it. A couple letters.
Okay. When was the last time you received them?
I received one like 3 days ago, actually.
Okay. Well, you're supposed to be receiving 5 of them at the same time. So you're not receiving 5 each 20 to 30 days?
Yeah, no, I haven't got all 5 of them, no.
Okay. I'm asking you this because collection agencies are legally obligated to send you letters or give you calls whenever you have an account with them. Otherwise, this is disputable. So if they haven't sent you letters or give you calls, they can help out on disputing these collection accounts to take them off of the credit report.
Okay.
So that is a total of 28 negative items affecting your credit report. 28 negative items. These are giving you a 61% on late payments and a 39% on time. But you're reporting right there that if somebody gives you an opportunity for something on credit in the near future, you're going to be 39% sure that you're going to pay them back. It's not making you look good. So let's start from there.
Yeah.
Is there something that you're making payments on? A cell phone, Netflix, utility bills, anything?
Yeah, it's a cell phone. I'm a cell phone.
Okay.
And on credit card.
Okay. With the payment history that you want to go to use from either of the other, the credit card, the cell phone, whatever you want to go ahead and use, the best one, of course, we can go ahead and use that payment history to go ahead and report it to the 3 credit bureaus as an on-time payment percentage. So fix this 39% to a 100%, a 99%, depending on your payment history, of course. Anything that's above 39% is going to help you out. Now, what about if you do report that you're 100% sure that you're going to pay them back, but that you have 28 negative items? That's a lot of negative items. So what we're going to go ahead and do is force the deletions of all the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, or harmful accounts on the 3 credit reports. So by disputing these negative items, once they are off, the credit score is going to go ahead and heal. It's going to go ahead and put you back where you're supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. It takes 30 to 45 days, so you can go in and receive the first response. The first response is going to be through the 4615 West Missouri Avenue, 37, and it's going to go ahead and be in the next 30 to 45 days. Now, on the meantime, you're going to go ahead and download our app. Before I go ahead and proceed, do you have any questions?
No, not yet.
All right. On the app, you're going to find different type of financial tools that you can go ahead and use. One of those tools is for credit cards, just in case if you want another one. And there's another tool for loans, just in case if you want to use it. May I go ahead and ask you, do you want to hear more information about one of those two, or do you want to skip them?
No, let's skip it for now.
Okay, just the credit repair then, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So those tools that I just mentioned to you are going to be in the program. It's part of the program. It's not another thing. It's all included. Now, pricing then. Before we jump into pricing, the two guarantees that we're going to go ahead and give to you is that once we remove any negative item, it's never coming back. It's going to be for a lifetime. Okay. So it's off forever, and it's never coming back. If for some extremely rare reason, in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you receive it back, we're going to dispute it even though you're not part of us. So totally free is going to be disputed if something comes back. The second guarantee is a money-back guarantee. If there's nothing deleted in the next 90 days, day 91, you can request for your money back. As easy and as simple as that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, pricing then. So look, the Prosperity Program has an offer activated for you the day of today. It's actually having two offers activated for you the day of today. Review sites. Okay. So look, the original price of this program, so you can go ahead and get started, is $119. That's the original price. That's the price that it always is. It's the price that you're always going to go ahead and see. The offer that you have is to go ahead and get you started today for simply $99, leaving the payment in $99. Month to month, of course. How much time? It all depends on you. If you want to go ahead and do it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months, it all depends on you. We recommend you, as a credit repair company, to go ahead and do it for 6 months, but it's going to be your decision. If you have a better credit score in the second, in the first, whenever you want to, and you feel comfortable with that score, you can always opt out. It's okay. So you make the final decision.
Okay.
So that's the first offer. Do you think you can go ahead and can handle that one?
Yeah.
Perfect then.
Yeah, so, I can handle it.
It's going to go ahead and stay in 99. It's not going to be 119 anymore, and that's the offer that we're going to go ahead and leave. In order for us to go ahead and process payment, awesome, we're going to ask for a Visa or a MasterCard. Which one would you like to go ahead and use?
I'd like to use, let me see, I think it's a, let me get my wallet now.
If it starts with the 4, it's a Visa, and if it starts with the 5, it's a MasterCard.
It's a Visa.
Okay, perfect then.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you're ready.
4403-9349-5204-2443. Expiration is 1/28. The code is 052.
And that is pretty much it, okay?
I need to unlock. What's that?
So that's pretty much it with the information. So thank you so much. You need to unlock it?
I need to unlock it. I need to unlock it. I go on my app and unlock it real quick. Just give me a minute, second.
No worries. Let me go in the meantime, confirm the number, right? So it's 4403-9349-5204-2443, correct?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Just to go ahead and confirm the number, right, just quickly confirm it so we can have it correct. It's 4403-9349-5204-2443, correct?
Yes.
January the 28th of 052. All right, let me quickly read you the credit card disclosure, and it says, once the payment is accepted, your month-to-month fee of the $99 will be starting on each date there. Right now, we need your authorization in order to process until payments of $99 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictated that the card resulting in a decline will be subject to reassignment for enrollment, and we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Do you have any questions before you process it?
No, can I process 2 months? Can I pay for 2 months right now?
Unfortunately, no. It's only 1 month, and you're going to be seeing the progress month to month.
Okay.
So it's processing the payment. Let's go ahead and see if it passes through. What you can go ahead and do is invite somebody in the future, and if you have somebody out there with you, I can go ahead and give you the same discount that I give I can go ahead and give that other person the same discount. Right now, it's only you?
Okay.
Okay. So the payment did pass through. First of all, congratulations on joining on the Credit Pros. We are really, really excited to get you on this journey for this healthier credit score. What is going to happen next? You are going to be receiving that welcome text and that welcome email. The welcome text and the welcome email, it's the same one, but we send it on both places so you can actually receive it. And you go ahead and just verify me that you just received the welcome text and the welcome email.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I got it.
All right, perfect. Okay, do you have somebody else who is suffering?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Perfect. Okay, so it says, welcome to the Credit Pros login ASAP. Can you go ahead and click on the blue link right there?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
not opening it up, I don't think.
Yeah, we've been actually having trouble all day. But no worries. If you have the same problem, the same issue, it's okay. We have a third option.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not allowing you?
No, it's not. No, hold on.
Okay, no worries. If it's not allowing you, it's okay. No worries. We're having that problem.
No, it's not letting me.
Okay, so there's two options. Look, we've been having the problem with the text message and the email, right? But no worries. It's not that you're not
going
to enroll. You did it correct. Everything is okay. So there's an option. Look, we can go ahead and wait 1 hour, so we can go ahead and wait until they fix the situation with the emails, or I can put a recording which is going to verify the information with us. So you can go ahead and it's probably, as I said, it's actually something that we need to do yes or yes. But I can go ahead and give you the callback in 1 more hour so we can finish out the process on your side because it's creating the password, which is the most important part for you. And right now what we're going to have to do is put ACE. ACE is a brain computer. It's a recording, actually. It is a brain computer, but it's extremely important to listen to the entire message for the account to be fully set up. Now, I want you to stay in line. Do not disconnect. Just hear that, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Then give me 1 second. All right. There it is. There you go.